How can you expect to sustain your calling if you neglect the vessel carrying it? How can you pray for long life but live in short-term discipline? Be honest. Are you stewarding your body or surviving inside of it? Welcome back for day 4, where we are talking about fitness. Welcome to the Cornerstone Shield and Shelter podcast. We are building unshakable foundations in Christ, and I'm Jimmy. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Therefore, glorify God in your body. Your body is not random. It is not disposable. It is not separate from your spirituality. It is a temple. Temples are maintained. Temples are honored. Temples are not abused. But here is the tension. Neglect and obsession are both imbalanced. Some ignore the body and some idolize the body. Both distorts the stewardship of the body that God gave you. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Your body is not just transportation for your spirit. It is part of your worship. And if faith is first, fitness becomes stewardship, not vanity. When faith drifts, fitness either collapses or it becomes your identity and becomes idolatry of yourself. Neglect of fitness is not humility. Some believers wear exhaustion like a badge of honor. I'm just busy. I don't have time. I'll rest later. But chronic neglect is not spiritual maturity. It is unsustainable living. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not grow weary. You can't avoid weariness if you ignore rest, sleep deprivation, poor nutrition, not eating right, no movement, sitting around all the time, not getting exercise, constant stress, always stressing about everything, most things not even are things that you can control. That is not sacrifice. That is slow erosion. Some of you are not lazy. You are just way overwhelmed. But being overwhelmed and not managing it becomes total burnout. And burnout affects your marriage and relationships with others, your friendships, your kids, your marriage, your patience, your personal and spiritual clarity, and your spiritual sensitivity. Stewardship is not about six-pack abs. It's about longevity. Obsession is not identity. Now we balance this. Culture screams at us to look better, to be thinner, to be stronger, and to be admired by others. Quite frankly, I could not care less about being admired by others except for God. That's the only one I care about. But in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, reminds us, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Fitness becomes idolatry when your value rises and falls with your own appearance. Comparison controls your peace. Discipline becomes pride. Both neglect and obsession, misplace your identity. Your body is a gift, not your God. Self-control is spiritual. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. Self-control is not personality. It is spiritual fruit. It shows up in our eating habits, sleep rhythms, screen discipline, stress management. When you lack self-control physically, it often reflects spiritual drift. Not condemnation, but connection. If you cannot say no to your impulses will lead you. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Walls protect peace.
Hey, folks, this is Jimmy with the Cornerstone Shield and Shelter podcast. Do you need a boost that keeps you sharp and energized? Grab Aspire Energy Drinks, the green tea-powered energy drink that fuels your day naturally. Right now, get 20% off with my promo code 4FAITH. That's the number 4, FAITH. Don't wait. Your energy upgrade is just a sip away. Go to aspiredrinks.com/discount/4FAITH. The link is also in the bottom of the episode description. Get yours today.
Getting rest is biblical. Even Jesus slept in the storms. Mark chapter 4, verse 38. He was asleep in the boat. God himself rested on the seventh day. Rest is not weakness. It is obedience to God. Some of you feel guilty when you are resting. You equate motion with purpose. That's not always the case. Because when you rest, it replenishes what God has called you to do. Without rest, your irritability will increase. Discernment, being able to decipher things, decreases. Your patience with almost everything will decrease. Your Sabbath rhythm protects sustainability. The longevity for your calling. You are not just living for today. You are living for decades of influence. How many leaders burn out at 40? How many marriages strain because of total exhaustion? How many ministries collapse because bodies collapse? You cannot separate physical discipline from spiritual longevity. Your calling deserves stewardship. Small disciplines will compound and multiply. You need to drink plenty of water. You need to walk daily, sleep intentionally, reduce excess sugar, limit mindless scrolling on social media and your phone. Not to the extreme, but be consistent. Consistency builds sustainability. You see, family, some of you are feeling convicted right now. Not because you want to look better, but because you know you've been running on fumes. You've ignored warning signs. You have silenced your fatigue, and you have numbed stress. And your body has been whispering what your soul already feels. This is not about shame. It's about stewardship of the body God gave you. Your body is not your enemy. It is your instrument. And instruments need to be tuned. God is not demanding perfection. He is inviting alignment in your life. You don't need a radical overhaul tomorrow. You need one small, obedient step. Go to bed earlier. Take a walk. Pray while you move. Eat intentionally and healthy. Put your phone down. Faith first. And steward your body that God gave you to the best of your ability. Tomorrow, we are going to tackle finances because stewardship continues with the finances and what God gives us to survive. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, teach us to honor the body that you gave us. Forgive us for neglecting it. Forgive us for obsession of our bodies. Forgive us for the imbalance. Restore discipline without pride. And restore rest without guilt for us. Restore energy for purpose. Help us live long and strong for your calling, Lord. Please teach us consistency, moderation, and self-control. May our bodies glorify you, God. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these moments with the Cornerstone Shield and Shelter podcast. You didn't just listen. You invited God's truth into your day, your home, car, and your heart. If today's episode stirred your faith, challenged your thinking, or gave you hope, don't stop here. Subscribe, follow, leave a review. Those small actions make a big impact, helping this message reach the hearts that are searching for healing, peace, and biblical truth. And if this spoke to you, chances are it will speak to someone you love. Share it, send it, be the connection that they need. Remember this. No matter what you're facing, Christ is our cornerstone, steady and unshakable. He is our shield in the fight and our shelter in every season. Thank you again for listening. May the peace of God guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. Until next time, stay rooted, stay faithful, and stay covered. Have a great day, and God bless you.